Okay, we're up to Siman Dalet. I think it's fair to say this is everyone's favorite Siman. It's Avid Nishtina Lanafshe, when you can take the law into your own hands. So everyone likes that. Take the law in your own hands. When it's you taking the law in your own hands, not the other guy. There are rules for Avid Nishtina Lanafshe. It is a sugya in Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin to Daf Chav Ches. There's a machlokes we paskin, like the Madyama Avid Nishtina Lanafshe, that on certain conditions a person can take the law into his own hands. Before we begin, we're going to learn whatever it says here. I just want sort of mentally to make a distinction between two types of situations where Avid Nishtina Lanafshe. One is where you take the law into your own hands, like the Gemara says, somebody's drawing water from your bar, you take a shovel and you hit him over the head. So it's nice to learn it, but you might end up in jail. It's not such a good idea to do that in today's day and age. We're going to learn the halachas anyway. It's all part of the siman. There's another more practical Avid Nishtina Lanafshe, which is when you sort of do it, you're typhus, you grab something, somebody owes you money, and you want to take something of his, and you're willing to go to Bezni afterwards, but you want to take something of his to get payment from him. And that's, I think, a more practical type of a thing. We have to see when it's mutter and how it's mutter, but sort of mentally
you have to go anyway.
What are you going to gain? Okay, so we're going to see what you gain. And one thing you're going to gain is if he refuses to go to bed, then you're in the driver's seat, which is the most common problem today. Well, that's the siman. Now, if you have the certain conditions, you could. So let's learn the Mechaber. It's a long Ramah, but as is usually the case with the Ramah, part of it explains the Mechaber and part of it is it goes further. So we'll try to learn the Mechaber and the piece of the Ramah that explains the Mechaber. Okay, Siman Dalet. Yachal Adam Lasez Din La'atzmai. A person can take the law into his own hands. Imraye Shaloi Biyaracher. Simple case. A person sees his own object, Biyaracher Shagazloi, someone stole it. And let's say he could know for certain that it's his thing. And he sees somebody else stole it. Yachol Lekachte Miyadai. You could grab it from him. You go and take it from him. Vimaacher Oimed Kenegdai. And the other person resists. You're grabbing it from him. You could hit him until he lets you. I mean, it should say, be careful, if he's stronger than you, it might not be a good idea. It doesn't say that here. But
what does
until he allows you to take it. Because I have my thing that he stole, and I'm grabbing it. He doesn't let. So I want to hit him till he lets go. Our way is Shulchan Aruch's way. Whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's our way. That's our way. I once had a tremendous musa from Rav Shaul Brus, or Brus from Beis HaTalmud. We were, I was in, after I got married, my in-laws were in a bungalow colony in Monroe, and I stayed there, and Sunday morning I came back for Seder, for Yeshiva, and Rav Brus needed a ride back, so I gave him a ride. So we davened and then we left. So on the way I told him, you know, there's a shiloh whether you can travel first, daven second. So I told him that I can't daven late, daven at 8 o'clock minyan or 8:30 minyan. I just I'm just not used to it. So he said, what do you mean, ugh? You do whatever the Rebbe Shalom wants you to do. If it works out better, then you should have it later minyan, down a later minyan. Works better early minyan, down early minyan. What do you mean? Oh, you're like, so you put me in my place. So the same thing. What do you mean? not nice to hit someone. If the Shulchan Aruch says you hit someone, you hit somebody. Now it does say in the Ramah, the first Ramah, he draws a little back. He says, "Im lo yachal atzilai binyan acher." Don't hit him unless you could be matzel in a different way. Okay. Afilu hu davar she'ein bo hefsed. Now, no question. If I wait, I'm going to have a loss. The Gemara's case is that there's a bar of water. It's not a spring. It's a bar of rainwater. And if I'm going to go to Bez, by the time I go to Bez, there'll be no water left in the bar. That's a hefsed for me to wait. So it says here, the Gemara actually says in Bava Kamma that then there's no machlaikis. Everyone agrees of it in Ishtigal and Afshay. You're going to have a hefsed. The machlaikis is, when there's no hefsed, so even when there's no hefsed, you can still grab from him. Even if there's no hefsed, if you wait till you go to Bezdin. Now, here's the tricky sentence. Vuhu, and this whole thing is only mutter, shiyocha levarer shishalayu noitel bedin. It's only mutter if you could prove that you're right. If you have proof that you're right. What does that mean? I saw a person steal from me. How am I supposed to prove it? If you have Adam, so if I have no Adam, a fellow walks in, he grabs my thing, he walks out, I can't grab it back from him. So we're going to have to see.
By the machaber first thing, you have to see your item. It's yours. You know it's yours.
That's true.
Why do you need to?
So what does it mean? Who yoch shiyoch levar
shishalayu
naito?
Why do you need to say that?
So we'll see. There'll be a discussion of this. And then he adds, "Mekamakem einle rishus lamashkenai bechayvei." Let me explain that. This is a separate topic. There's a lot in the Torah that asks someone to go into the house of a loiva to take a mashkin. I would say loi lavaita vaita loi. On the spot, if you remember the lashon, but you're not allowed to go into beisai la'avayt avaytai. Rakiyame b'chutz v'yasi l'chas avayt achutzas. Passes mishpatim. It's almost a year since we learned it. So, you have to wait. You're not allowed to go into somebody's house to swipe a mashkin. So say later, it doesn't only mean his house. It means into any place of his. You're not allowed to go and take a mashkin. That's only allowed by a chayv. If you lent him money, it's Betei Rosh Liyada. He gave him money that he's allowed to take. If he steals from you, or he owes you money from the grocery bill, so then you're allowed to go into his house. There's no din of this lav. Now, we're going to have to figure out what's called going into his place. If it's Beisai, it's easy. What else is his place? What's included in his place? If his coat is hanging in the closet, you're not to go into his coat. It's also his place. So the question is, what's defined as lamashkei b'chayve? They should not let it go. And hopefully we'll come back to it. But this is a din only by chayveis, and it's not by money that's owed for other reasons. What? So that's the question. Let's say you know it's yours and you can't prove it. The language Shulchan Aruch is only if you can be mevarit. So we're going to see in a minute. There's machlokes here, the mashal and the shach, what the pshat is. We'll see in a moment. Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who judged, told us that you could be over in Ishtinel and Afshe. That's what happened. But Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, this is one of the things he taught us. Now, that you could do it. So, we learned that we learned Chayshu Mishpat, came from the same place. So, what you're saying is, it doesn't taste good, you know, to go, especially to hit a person. Okay, we'll see. There's no difference between an object and money. If someone stole from you, you can see his object, which is the Mechaber's case. Or if he was Mazik, if he broke, you know that he broke your window, and you know that he be Chayiv. So you can go. Mechaber said, if you see your thing in his Rishus. Okay, so there's a Machlaikis here between the Mordechai and the Rivash. Precisely what you're talking about. If it's only a chefetz mavur, the Mordechai Shita is that, like the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that we're only talking about a very limiting, a chefetz mavur, a clear chefetz that's yours. The Rivash says that's not true. The Mechaber was not clear about this. The Ramah, in explaining the Mechaber, brings the two Shitas, each one he calls the Yesh Aymerim. So let's see the first part of the Ramah. He explains that a Mordechai limits it severely. He says it's only a chefetz mavur, like you're saying. And the Rav Rivash expands it. So let's see the Ramah. Hagar. How do I know? You don't know what's yours? What? I know what's mine. You have to be a genius. No, it's yours. You have a bar. No? Does it take... You have to be sure it's yours. If he's tithing, it's not yours. It wasn't a good Kenyan. That's a different story. But where you know it's yours, it's not... we're talking where it's clearly yours.
The marshman, he sees an object in the bar, that person's bar.
Mashkin b'chayve, we're going to put aside. That's an exception.
No, that's not how the story is. The Beis Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef. There's also what kind of was a Adesha, the best Adesha courts before then, those days, or what?
I think they always got Adesha courts.
So how did Tassim, did they go get Adesha courts, or what? How does it work?
It's a side question. So how we're going to tie it to Beis Yosef is a good question. What we need to know is the way the Geisha courts work today, is that good? How does that work? Okay, so we'll get to everything.
Like the Rivash,
we'll
get to everything. Like the Rivash, it would be Geneva.
Let's learn it inside. Let's see it inside.
What?
No, Mashkin could ever take. No. We say, lo yikone salbeise, la vayt avayte, is that lashon
l'chomish? That's in the middle of the Torah. Once the Torah is used,
also now we'll see everything will be discussed. Let's see the machlokes, the Mordechai and the Rivash. Okay, the first machlokes we have, Rabbah Hagah mitamshi is bar lekamon simin, was that tzadik zayin sivah? We'll talk about mashkin yeshayman. The first shita that he brings, it says in parentheses Rivash in a minute. The Yeshayim, the Rivash shita is dafka b'chayv mamish. You can't take avam chayiv loy. Or what happens? I don't know if it's a chayv. I don't have to go into his house to take a mashkin. He has something in my possession that I'm watching for him. Or I found one of his objects in the hands of a third party. So Rivash says it's obviously not only a chayfis mavur. Even if he owes me money, but it's not in his house, not in his possession, I'm allowed to take it. That's the Rivash Shita. No, it's very limited. It's only an object that's clearly shalai, kagaisha gazlai, a reitzel gazlai, he's in the process, a reitzel hazika, yachal hatzel shalai, kradis chayibai bikayach gizela, a yimokemacher, loi. Alright, so we're going to stop here. We have here Machlokes, the Rivash and the Mordechai. If it applies to all objects, or it applies only to Chefetz Mavur. And we're going to see, even though the rule is when there are two Yesh Oimrims in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah means to pass like the second one. We're going to see here that the Paiskim them on, like the first one, that Avin Yishu L'Navshai applies in all cases. The Sma is the one who makes this call. The Sma and Gimel. From the language of the Ramah, we're very limited. Only if it's a Chefetz Mavur, The Sma says you could do it. The Mordechai says he could do it. The Mechaber's Lashon was Chayfetz Mavorer. The Ramah says two Yeshayimers, which means you pass can only a Chayfetz Mavorer. So we're out of luck. The whole thing is doesn't work. So the Sma comes and the Sma says no. These two Shitas are only to be Matar Hakod. When you're allowed to hit the person, that's only for by a Chayfetz Mavorer like the Mordechai. But the Rambam Sma is going to say Oven Ishi L'Nashe. That's in all cases. Let's see it in the Sma Gimel. Tamshi Yisvar Simen Sadek Zayin Shabavur. The Yachal LaMashkin LaArev Gam LaHasecha BaSchirasai. That's not a Chifis Mavur. A man owes you rent. He owes you Schiras or wages. Came home with a Brisa Berakah Mekabel. What's he writing this Yeshayimrim that we don't pass like the Rivash? That the fact that you can take money from him if it's not a halva, everyone should agree to that. Therefore, the Sma says we have to fix up the lashon. Rama only means the heter of hitting him. Who then writes lahisi bechazaka because miyada yachalak koisi atshenichena miyada. And the same thing, if I have his pekad and he wants to grab it back, I can hit him. Because of the darkim ashim b'sava. V'hashto asi shapir the kamash v'lon the mutal mevedina l'nashe b'hakad. The Rivash is only talking about hitting. He says hitting he owes his mutter in all cases. Hashadabi Yasuka Shapi Mashamasik Ramo Kosav the Mordechai Shita. The Yeshaimim Anim Kratis Chaimim Mokemachaloi Rotzlemidos Salah Kaisa Litaivsai. The Rivash and Mordechai argue when you're allowed to hit the guy. Rabbisa now the Mataris Ayrivit Fisa Malayaka. The Kalohavin. See, he says, the Sma says, that the Ramah is misleading. He's even Magia in the Lashon of the Ramah. That the machlekes the Rivash and the Mordechai is only by how Yochel HaKaisai. The Mechaber who says Chayfis Mavurer is talking Yochel HaKaisai. But stam to take that which you're entitled to. So the Sma says that you can do it in all cases, and this is what we follow. That a person can do it in all cases.
And so.
Okay, so that's a legitimate question. Okay, so let's talk about each thing by itself. The main sugya here is the sugya of when you can take the law in your own hand. The secondary thing is hitting him. Which, as I said, is not such a good idea today anyway, for practical reasons. Because you could tell them, listen, I'm allowed to hit you. I'm doing Avir Shtil Hanashe. You're not allowed to hit me. You know, like, okay. There was once in yeshiva, they didn't tire two high school boys. They got into a fight, and one of them broke the other one's glasses. So he said he has to pay me. This goes back 30 years because they came to our farm. Farm's not here already 25 years. 30 years ago. Today, the boys have broken glasses. Get another one. Like, you know, there's no concept of costing money. But anyway, so the Rebbe said, you go for a dintayr to our farm. So they came for a dintayr to our farm. So I was listening in, as I always did. So he says, he hit me. He broke my glasses. He says, yeah, I did hit him. He hit me. So Rapam asked them, who hit whom first? Who hit whom first? So the guy with the broken glasses was the first hitter. He said, well, he doesn't give him a right to break my glasses. So he had them bring a rush above a kama. The rush above a kama is going on a Gemara. The Gemara says that if two oxen get into a fight, so the ox that hit back, the owner is potter. So the Gemara says, what do you expect an ox to do? And one ox gores another one. Of course he's going to hit him back. He's not chayef for hitting back. There's no shmira for hitting back. I can be shemir by ox. He shouldn't hit. But if an axe hits him, there's no way I can stop my axe from hitting him back. That's a Gemara. The Rosh at the end of that Simon writes, V'chein ba'adam. He says, but also, if someone hits you, when they're in sort of in hot battle, he hits him back. He's Pato. What do you expect? He hits somebody, he hits you back. So, I don't know how that plugs into Avnei Shtigel and Avshei, but that's where a problem passes. So he hit him, so he hit him back. Well, he didn't take the glasses and snap them. When he hit him, it broke his glasses. Okay. What? Shouldn't there be proportion? You know, when you're saying that people get angry and they hit back, usually there's no proportion. Anyway, it's hard to measure proportion. I guess if he hit him and he pulled out a knife, it would be disproportionate. But he punched him and he punched him back, so what do you expect? Okay, at any rate, let's talk about Hakar just for a minute.
So then he's all here, asking, what about the five
that's a sorry for okay so let's digress. These are really all not the main topic. Is when you can take the law into your own hands as far as hitting somebody. So I brought here the Lashon. I wanted to chew this on the topic. He says I'm a Tzarechian. This is a contemporary sefer. Most of the tshuva is quoting upon Amiris. This is Adonai Mishpat. It's a sefer on Chesher Mishpat. I think this is what many of you mean. Sarachian. Lahakis ish Yisrael have isidere isa. Ech sharin and al pi umdana lava or lav maforish. Your umdana is that he owes you money. Your assumption is he owes you money. Hayo abi yavan aloysa say. Okay, by a chefetz mesuyim, I understand. You can hit him. So why you matter even then? So he doesn't really give a satisfactory answer to the underlying issue. He points out in the Sidus, which hopefully we'll get to either today or next week, but I'll just tell you what my understanding is. The Issa D'Oraisa of hitting, the Rambam says, is only Derech Bizayim V'Derech Nitzayim. The Rambam, there's two Gersayis in the Rambam, Derech Bizayim, Derech Nitzayim, means that, for example, Ramesha brings this about giving blood. How do I give blood? Now I'll be chayvul ba'atzmai. Chavala is aser. Or how you allowed to go plastic surgery? You want to go plastic surgery? He just, his nose is short. He wants to lengthen his nose. So he goes to plastic surgery. So what's the answer? It's a chavala. So Rabbi Shemait, it's not true. There's always a chavala. The answer is derech bizayin, derech nisayin. To do a chavala in a way that you mean to beat someone up or you mean to embarrass somebody, that's the iser of chavala. Where's the iser chavala? La Yosef, Pen Yosef. That by Malkus, it is the iser that Pen Yosef v'akaisa. Pen is like La Yosef v'akaisa. So, but otherwise, it's not, if you're not doing derech bizayin, derech nitzayin, so there is no iser. So someone goes over to someone, he says, you stole from me, and he hits him to embarrass him, or he hits him to take the nekama. I can understand that's an aveira. But if I'm going to take my object and I'm hitting him because I don't want him to stop me, so it would seem to me that's not the shayla of a lav. That's not derech bizayin, derech nitzayin. That's I'm hitting him because I want to take my object that's mine, and he's stopping me. So I would think that's not included in the issa d'oraisa. No one here discusses that hakar is an issa d'oraisa because it's not an issa d'oraisa in a case such as this. I would think that that's the hesber in why it's mutter. Probably there's no love. I think so.
No love.
I think so.
He can't sue for the damage.
Well, he may be able to. may be able to charge for damages if it was.
But
I think he's not over allowed. You know, it's an interesting thing. Rav Zevin has a Sefer La'or HaHalacha. And I think it's the only Sefer of Rav Zevin that was not translated to English. All the Sfarim were translated. That has some politically sensitive pieces in it. So, about the state of Israel. In there, one of them, a very beautiful piece, he calls Mishpat Shylock. Of all Shakespeare's plays, only one features a Jew. The Merchant of Venice is one of his plays. And Shylock is a moneylender, a Jewish moneylender. And in the play, the theme of Shakespeare's play is about a wealthy man and his girlfriend. And this wealthy man borrows money. He has his boats are out to sea, and they're coming back with a lot of money. And Shylock the Jew says, "How do I know I'll get paid back?" He said, "My boats. When your boats don't come back." So he agrees that he'll give him a pound of flesh. If he doesn't pay back on time, he could take a pound of flesh of his body.
No blood.
So the whole play, of course, the boats don't come back. And then they have a court case. So the highlight is that the girlfriend comes in and saves him, that yes, you're allowed to take a pound of flesh, but you're not allowed to take any blood. So if you take a pound of flesh without blood, aha! So that's Shakespeare makes that into a beautiful play. So what does Rav Zevin do? He has a shtickle. What happens if they would have gone to Beis Din instead of court? What would Beis Din have asked? He has an arichus and asnach to lekanya. Then he has an arichus and chayvul ba'atzmai. Whether that's Isser, that's called derech bezayin or derech nitzayin to take a pound of flesh. What do you think? What? Okay. I don't think he goes into that part of it, but okay. At any rate. No. You have to know something. There's dina machus. You can't. Maybe that you can't. Can't hit somebody. That's done. Maybe that's. I don't know how it works. There are laws that are ben adam lachaveiro. There are laws. The dina machus doesn't say that two people can't go to an arbitration panel and decide not. I think in the Diamond District or in many areas they have their own arbitration, they have their own rules. It doesn't violate Dina Machusa to have your own Dina Machusa.
It's encouraged.
Hitting, maybe. It's encouraged. It's encouraged. All right, could be. Anyway, let's get back to Avinu Nishtinu Menashe.
That means you can break into somebody's house. Can you break into somebody's house?
To break his door. Stop not unless he wants to pay for it. Okay. The question is, can you break down his door? I'd like to go in order. It's a good question. I'd like to sort of go in order. The first Nesivus here sends us to Tav Chaf Aleph Sivav. That's a very specific case. Tav Chaf Aleph is in the end of Chayshon Mishpat, and it's one of the cases that I guess will give us a specific case to focus on and to try to understand how the halacha works. Tav Chaf Aleph Sivav is talking about someone who's a trespasser, someone who trespasses on your property. Okay, now if he's a thief, he's coming in to steal. So it says if it's interesting, it doesn't say that he's a mufzik ganiv. It says yesh loy shev ganiv. He has a reputation as a thief. So then there's no question. When someone comes into your thing, he's not coming to steal anything. I have a driveway and it's a shortcut. People can get through my driveway. They can get from East 19th to East 18th Street, which exists. I personally don't mind if people use it, but let's say I mind. There are people who mind. They don't want people walking through their property at all hours. So I put up a sign, no trespassing. No trespassing. And a person wants to go through anyway. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Chaf Aleph Sivav, says, Nichtes L'chatzah Chaveiro, If somebody went to his friend's concert and he doesn't want him to, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein rishus lach balbai." He has no rishus to beat him up. But then it says v'yeshayim yeshloi rishus in misarev lates. No, at first he tries to scream at him to get him out. Is he yeshayim that you have rishus to hit him? So the question is, why over there is there only yeshayim you have rishus to hit him, and here was saying that you're allowed to hit him? The question is, what's the okay, you're right. I'll get to that in a minute. It's a good question. But why is it there? Yeshayim. Remember, yeah. So here, the Dor V'Tumim, the Sivis, they say, why over there is Yeshayim? You can hit him. He's in your property, and you don't want him in your property. You want him to leave. You don't want to leave. He's relaxing. You take a nap. Why is it only Yeshayim? So the Nesivis, if you take a look at the Biurim of the Nesivis, he starts by bringing that case. They ask, Simon Tov Chafal Sifa Baga Kosav Davka B'Mishareis, I don't know what that is, B'Choy Shishema Yignaiv Dikab Seida. It means there's somebody trespassed and you're afraid he's going to steal. Dikab Seida Mutala Kaisai. The first sheet of there is that it's also. So his L'chei Nira is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 12 lines down, the first word on the line. L'chei Nira. This is a Rambam. He says, L'chei Nira das a Rambam Shulchan Aruch L'achriya L'chalek Be'karka L'mitaltalim. How so? The mitaltalim dika chashash p'seida. By mitaltalim, you're going to go run to Bezdin. He's going to spirit away the metatlim, he'll hide them. When there's a chash hefsid, you're allowed to hit him lechatchila. I mean, you have to try first to tell him, but then you're allowed to hit him. You go to Bezit, he can't steal your karka. Then it's also lechatchila to hit him. Yeshchilik bein, lechatchila bein b'di'eved. The Chomer B'Shas, the Malkut Pseidah, the Kuliyam, and Aron Rishdin al-Nafshay, Haynu Hefsid Barer, Kagayim Barabar Gusni, that's the water, the Laidish Lachavei Rebaim Lidala, Isik Hefsid Barer, Ilay Hezek B'Sadeyu, Abezim Layigmu Lay Hezek Alpidin, Kirag Gairim, the Potter, Azadim Botalas, is Alpiyakar. So basically what he says is the Chilik is, if it's Malkut Hefsid, and if it's Shleim Malkut Hefsid, then you have time to go to Bezdin, then it's okay. Now, what strikes me is that in our country, in our day, there really is no option to go to Bezdin, because he's not going to listen to you. There's no Bezdin in the city that can enforce anything. So he's in your property, you're going to say, don't hit him, go to Bezdin, and they'll get him off your property. Which Bezdin is going to get him off your property? Which Bezdin? What Bezdin is going to get him off your property? It doesn't really work. And it would mean that it's Yachal HaKaisai, that you could hit him. Again, it might not be practical, but it's something that's not done. There are times that this Hezek Ria. There's a superseding discussion here, and that is, am I allowed to stop someone from going through my driveway to go to East 18th Street? Am I allowed to? What right do I have?
Master Stone.
What?
It's Master Stone.
So what does trespassing mean? What does it mean? They made
Robin already made that into an existing shortcut.
You mean that they own it? Okay, but it's not to that degree. It's a certain degree. What?
You have property rights.
What right do I have? Let's say somebody, I have a nice house, and people are looking at it. I say, I don't give you permission to look at my house. We used to do that in elementary school. Believe it's just to look at me. Did you guys do that? Just me. Believe it's just you're breathing on me, no?
But that's not the use of it.
Well, but what's wrong with walking through? Now there is something called Hezekiah. If I want to do private things, okay, if this Hezekiah, I understand. What happens? I'm at work during the day, and I don't want anybody walking through my driveway. So I don't know. It's an end of his alechasa. Kaif and Amida Sadai. The Gemara says Taka that if it's a bayis David Lemeger, if it's a house that's rented, so yeah, there's a hotel. The room is empty anyway. So it's an end of his alechasa. So Gemara says no. If it's a bayis David Lemeger, if it's a house that's for rent, then that's called a hefsid. Using something that I get money for is awesome. Now, if no one gives me $5 for walking through my driveway, I don't know that's so. You put up a sign, but what does that do for you if it's you're just doing it as
somebody walks through? I can type as
$5. Why? It's not worth $5.
Right.
If there's a market for $5 and one person does it on his own, you can charge him $5. But I don't know that's because there is not a fictional sign; it's a true sign. Right? What I understand you're saying is you want to create a fiction. No one's paying $5, but you want to have a heter to stop people. So you want to hang up a sign, pay $5. If it's not real, it's just a chukh of a tlula. Then I don't know that counts.
What's the difference between the house? Because if you come through the house.
So there is Hezekiah. There is such a thing that a person, by using it, I can't get normal use of my house because someone is there. So the halach is, even if it's hefsid of a pruta, Gemara says this shechurisa da'ashaisa. Somebody, if I go to Eretz Yisrael, somebody's staying at my house for a week. So the Gemara says, then I'm zalechasa. Gemara says, the shechurisa da'ashaisa. Shechurisa da'ashaisa means there's the wear and tear on the house. The walls get a little black from using it. Shechurisa da'ashaisa. But it comes out from that Gemara because of the Shaydim. The Shaydim is good. But the Gemara's maskana is that when there's wear and tear in the house, you can stop people from staying in the house. When I go to Eretz Yisrael, and one of my neighbors wants to use my driveway. He knows I'm away for 2 weeks. My driveway is empty. He wants to use my driveway. Can I stop him? Isn't that ten animals all chassid? There's no shkris of the shaisa. That's a machleik is the two tais. Tesim Baba Kama says that. Tesim Baba Bas says not. It's true, but it's still me that's dying.
Maybe what
is still really me that's what?
Is
weakening the earth?
I don't know. What if you're Rebbe?
What? That's good. No. If you give it to someone else, I'm not going to park there. I'm telling you, you notify me. If you give it to someone else, I won't park there. It's just empty the whole time.
Car leaks oil.
Who has cars that leak oil? Just take it back to the leasing company, that's all. Okay. Who says that's what it means? Yeah, Gemara says if you. So there it's a case where there's a Hezekiah walking through. Gemara says you sell a bar. And funny Gemara, it's a strange Gemara. You have a field and there's a bar in the middle. And you sell someone your field, chutz mehabar. Machlekes, the man Yama says meicher ba'ein yafa meicher. It means you keep the bar for yourself, but no path to the bar. I don't understand the Gemara. Which fool sells his field except for his bar, but he doesn't leave himself a path to the bar that he has to pay for? It's such a hard Gemara to understand. So he's come with a helicopter and get his water from his bar. It's very, very hard to understand. Okay, let's get back here. Oh yeah, you don't have to get a chazaka, so you make a mechal.
You have to establish your rights.
Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah, afterward you don't let him go for 3 years, and you make a. I'm going away for 2 weeks. He wants to park there for 2 weeks. Okay, Rabbi said, let's get to Tfisa. Really, all of this is for the most part academic. There are two practical discussions. One has to do with calling the police, the Vav Nishtila Nafshei, which is really the next part of the Ramah. But the first thing is the halachas of Tfisa. Whether you have a right to grab from someone else.
Does it have to be immediate? Does it have to be like Kanaim Pogibo? You have to do it right away. If you contemplate on it, you don't have the right
Avidinish.
No? Okay.
Okay, now I'd like you give me the floor for 5 minutes, because I want to explain the Sugyas HaGemara and how it works its way to the Shach over here. Okay, there's a famous Sugya called Takvei Kayin. Takvei Kayin is the Vav Amid Beis. It starts from the Vav Amid Aleph, mostly Vav Amid Beis in Bav Metzia. One of the big crimes, really, it's a terrible avla, is that the yeshivas, they don't get to Davav. What do they learn? They learned the Rabchiyah's Memra. Rabchiyah's Memra is that a Maidah B'Mikzas is not only if you're Maidah B'Mikzas, even if Eidim say Eidim B'Mikzas, also a Maidah B'Mikzas. Like, it's not a Shasuk. Rabchiyah should Meichel me. I don't mean to say anything about him. But they spend 3 months learning Rabchiyah Kamais, Rabchiyah Basraisa, about Maidah B'Mikzas swears. And then they don't learn the Sugya Takvei Kayin, which is a Shasuk. There are five or six Shasukyas there. And it's an incredible thing. I just finished, we're learning about Messiah this year. I just finished Takvei Kayin, and my class is Chazering the next 2 days. So I asked one of my Shabbos guests, I told him we finished Takvei Kayin, so you want Takvei Kayin? He said, no, we got just up to Takvei Kayin, and that was the end of his man. I couldn't believe it. They're like, why are they? It's no seichel. It's not me, zero seichel. It makes no sense to spend time on a very limited sugya when you have a shas sugya. It's a famous shas sugya. Now, the editorial comment aside, the sugya of Takvei Kayin, the nuts and bolts of it is the following. But you have to give me a chance to say the whole thing, because there are questions. Takvei Kayin means there's a suffik bechar, an animal. Talk about people, we're talking about animals now. You have an animal, it's a suffik bechar. Why is it a suffik bechar? Because the mother cow miscarried previously, Rashi says, and it depends what stage in the pregnancy the miscarriage took place, if the next one's a bechar. So it's a suffik if this happens. So the mother cow gives birth to a healthy calf, it's a suffik bechar. A suffik bechar, so the Yisrael who owns it is not obligated to give it to the Kayin. It's a suffik bechar. So Takvei Kayin. What happens if a Kayin grabs it? Now Tosis says, how could any one Kayin grab him? Maybe I want to give a different Kayin. But let's say it's Makire Kuna, or Tosis Tuturotzim. A Kayin grabbed him. Takvei Kayin, Rav Amnuna Aymer, Eimotzi Miyadei. Rav Amnuna says, Tfisa helps. You could grab, and it works. That's like Avin Ishtin Lanash. It is Avin Ishtin Lanash. Tfisa helps. It's a suffik. Yeah, till now you're a musik. Suffik, you're the Maizikha. If I take it from you, I'm Maizikha. Now I'm the music. I grabbed it. Now I have it. And Rabba says, no. Rabba says, Takvei Kayin Metziyah Miyadei. Tfisa doesn't work. You can't grab things. That's what he says. So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Chanina Tanya de Messiah la Rabba. He's a Braisa that's a Raya to Rabba. Sveikas to Thassel Ladir. It goes into a whole case. But Tanya de Messiah la Rabba. So Taisvis says, and the Rosh say, so we pass like Rabba. The Gemara never answered the Raya. Tanya de Messiah la Rabba. The Gemara has sort of a Daichik Teretz, but it doesn't really have a Teretz on it. So they say that we passed in Tfisa does not help. Grabbing does not help. The Rambam passed in Tfisa helps. He passed like Rav Abdullah. And all the Mefarshi Rabbam is, he also passes like the Tanya the Messiah the Rabba. He also passes like the Braisa, which is right the other way. So that's the sugya. So everyone has pshatim on how to answer it. When I learned this by Rabbi Chazan, he learned the sugya of Tafir Kayin in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He said, everyone, Tafir Kayin, who spends a lot of time on? He says, everyone's trying to say a teretz of the Rambam. The 100 teretz of the Rambam, so obviously no one is for sure. Let's still get one shot in the Rambam, Mishalom HaYisrael, we go back. But everyone's trying to understand the Rambam. Now, what they get to us, what's the machlokes? The Rambam says, Tfisa helps, Tafir Kayin, Eva Zeriyada. And the Rabba says, and the other Rishayim Paskin, that Fisa doesn't help. The Mechaber Kedaka passes like the Rambam, but the Ramah brings that the Iker is not like the Rambam, and like he calls it all the Rishayim Paskin, the Pashad Gemara, that Fisa does not help. This is the Sugya in the Gemara. The Shach wrote a sefer. The name of the sefer is Tafir Kayin. That's the name of the sefer. And it, the genius of the Shach, you just have to try to learn it, but you can learn it through Tafir Kayin at the same time that you can learn through at least a shortened sefer. It's written, it's very clear, each part of it, but it just keeps on going. And it's one, like a monologue. Baruch Hashem, he breaks it up into paragraphs and numbers the paragraphs, but it's incredible. And today the Asfarim on the Sefer Tafir Kayin, because it's literally a genius work. Not that it needs my haskam. What's the theme of the Sefer? I'll tell you the theme of the Sefer. The Rambam says Tfisa works. The other Rishayim say Tfisa doesn't work. The Shach agrees that the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Pashtus of all the Rishayim, is that the ink is like Rabba. The Frikayim, it's the Tfisa doesn't help. There's a problem. He says there are a dozen Gemaras that say Tfisa helps. So you don't have to believe me, there's a dozen Gemaras. Tysus, he has from 3 Gemaras. The Book of Yosef, he has from 4 more Gemaras. There are Gemaras all over Shas where Tfisa works. Right? Naskud Rababa, I think the Gemara says, in Tavsi, we did eat Tavsi. Yeah, I grabbed it, but it was mine that I grabbed. The Gemara always says Tfisa works. So all the Rishayim say, oh, this exception, that exception. So what the Shach writes there is that if it's Tfisa, like Rabba, Tfisa doesn't help. But there are a bunch of exceptions. By the time you finish the whole Tafir Kayin, most cases are an exception. Most cases Tfisa helps. Now, I'd like to discuss with you the main three cases where the Shach says Tfisa helps. Now again, the Mechaber holds me possibly to Rambam. He says Tafir Kayin, Tfisa always helps. Even like the Rambam, that Tfisa does not help, the Shach says there are three significant exceptions. The first one I want to mention, which is not the first one in the order, it's there in Tafir Kayin, it's not some Ice Kuftes. The main part is Ice Kuftes Vav and Kuftes Zayin. And that has to do with us right here, that has to do with grabbing. Somebody has something of yours, and you want to grab it from him. You want to grab it from him. So the Shah starts by quoting the Marshal. Kuftesov begins, Oikos of Marshal, Perakam Yechzakad. I feel a borrowloi shushaloi, even if you're sure something is yours. Call Sheni Dua Lakoyo Shushaloi. It's not known, there aren't others who know it's yours. Osalai Litvice, did I grab it? Loite the Saif, Mahadabrirli, the Vidin Haiti Ashalai, Layavav and Mamish, what a favor could it be? I'm comfortable that when I come to Kisakovin, this is mine. I know it's mine. I know he took it from me. And I'm positive that it's mine. Right? Somebody happens at camp all the time. Somebody's camera is stolen. And they suspect someone. So while everyone's at night activity, we go into the suspected guy and we look through his things and we find it there. What avera could there be in taking it? Is something wrong? We can see it. We can see it's his.
So the Rosh Mashal says, no, light came the safe side. Back in the Bible, like, if you know, shall I light have other marriage? Why? Not with Israel. Amrina, we say, Mesach the Shavuos, case like that. Shloisha, Shalavu Man Alecha. Three people got together. Someone wants to buy a house, buy a car. So he says, I need to borrow $30,000. So three friends get together, each gives $10,000, they lend him $30,000. Comes later, he denies it. He didn't make a shtar, he trusted him, no agent, no shtar. He says, they never borrowed from me. The three of them are upset. So they come up with a game plan. This is a good game plan. They have no witnesses, they lent him money. Then the Gabbadov, they're not kosher witnesses. Say, thank God, it's Reuven Shimon Levi. So Gemara says, Reuven says Shimon Levi, he says, listen, you, Shimon Levi, go to Bezdin and be a witness that I, Reuven, lent him $30,000. Bezdin's going to pass back to two witnesses. I'll get my 30, I'll give you each your 10. And what's wrong with that? What are we doing wrong? So, Shalava Barabe Kechon, Loye Echa Teveya, Shnevi, he didn't tell me, why did Vashekin Tifak? Avagad Alma, says the Marshal, Avdabriulay Devadin Abdi, become a Kevasim. So, the Marshal holds that this is a good raya, that it's not totally either whether it's borrowed to you, and the Marshal brings a raya. The Machabi here said, Apilu Dover, it's only mutter to degree. Who shiachal avarish shalai yulait l'medin? Only if you can prove it at Bezdin. So if I can only prove it at Bezdin, so yeah, otherwise you're not allowed to grant. That's why the Gemara there. If you can't prove it, you can't do tricks to get it.
Assign it.
So Marshal's psak is that you're not allowed to grant, even though you're taking your own thing. Seems like the Marshal, someone stole my thing, and I go into his locker in yeshiva and I see it there, and now I'm thinking. So the Shach, here in Tartikai, you can see him in the Shach, he says, Lama ye yasa litvais kedeva hasala shalom. He says, well, why should it be yasa? He says, and this was derechet is mavur, I moved the shum, dasala mashkein shalom rishos, with different reasons. What's wrong? This which it says over here, he says that you can't be the Vara of Bezdin. So listen to the Shach. The Shach says very good. He says, that's if I grab in front of witnesses. I go over in front of witnesses and I grab it from you. So now that you take me to Bezdin, witnesses say, I went to his locker, I took a camera out of his locker. I claim that he stole it from Pliny. I can't prove it. So the Shach said, that's what says the Shulchan Aruch. You can't grab this. He says, the Shach says, take it without aiding. Go to his locker and take it with no witnesses. What are you getting? You create a meagle for yourself. Now I could prove it to Bezdin. Why? I just created that he's going to come, he's going to say, hey, you took it out of my locker. I'll say, in Chatfi, yes, I took it. But in Chatfi, but it's mine. You have proof, it's yours. I have proof. If I'm a liar, I would have denied it. I could have said, Lechatafi. So, I could have denied taking it. So, the Chiddush is, the Shulchan Aruch said, you need proof. Fine, I'm going to create the proof. I'm going to grab it without Eidim. And by grabbing it without Eidim, I can prove to Bezdin that it's mine by creating this Migu. If I'm a thief, I'll say, L'chatel, I know I didn't take it. Then this, I'll say, I took it, but it's fine. So the Shach learns, now you'll see, take a look at Shach Gimel. He says it, here he says it in the two paragraphs. Here he says it in two lines. Shach Gimel, who's Shach Levar? B'loi Eidim, if there are no witnesses, Yachal Etaifsai, D'yanema Lefnei Bezdin, B'migu, he's a kibbutz. You never say Bezdin, the legal atan also, because of a smat on the Shabbos matu. Finum choose a rush. This 2.5 wide shaft is the other Yiddish dinul and ashe in the practical world. Means if you know someone owes you money, you could go and grab something of his with no witnesses, and then it's Yachal of Arab. If there's nobody watching that you grab it, so it's Yachal of Arab at best, and you have a legal of Loicha Tafti, and you're that one. This is Halacha Maaseh Nishach. This is, as he's saying, we take a pasnei to rush. But not if you have a raya. By creating a beagle, you create for yourself a raya.
So maybe he's wrong. He's not a ganav. He thinks he's right. You see, he's proof. You think you're right. But
the beagle is
right.
The, it gives me an
analysis.
I'm saying, if I was a ganav, I'm not a ganav. So explain. We'll believe you what you said. You're saying this is the same camera that was taken from my drawer. Okay, so the other person has a right to say it's not the same camera. He has to prove it. The burden of proof is on him. A tiny bari, if I go to Bez and I say I'm certain it's mine, and I'm a bozik, I win. Every time you have a din Torah, I say I'm parting, you say I'm chayim, if I'm the bozik, I have a nem on this.
That's because of the migul.
What?
That's because of the migul.
The migul gives him the nem on this. A tiny gives him the... He gives him the...
$30,000.
The other two should have assigned their rights to the person. Doesn't help. They're still the gabbadon. They still can't be witnesses. You can't assign rights.
Maybe it's only 10. Each one could have been 2 and say he left
10. They should have. They should have broken up. Two said you left 10.
Each one has 2
A's.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how best we look at that. At any rate, this is the Avin Ishtil and Nafshe, at least for today, that I'm going to walk away with. As I said, there are three major exceptions to save the time for time. So we'll come back to it.